They were two of the world's most powerful leaders, but they were also friends. A new museum exhibition in Ventura County is highlighting the unique relationship between Ronald Reagan and British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
This has been a tremendously successful visit, and one which we shall long remember, both in our minds and in our hearts.
The great friendship, the great alliance that has existed for so long between our two peoples, the United Kingdom and the United States, remains and is, if anything, stronger.
The two led their countries through the 1980s, a time which included economic challenges, tensions with the Soviet Union, and two wars. Reagan was president from 1981 to 1989, and Thatcher was prime minister from 1979 to 1990. But with the passage of more than three decades, many have forgotten about the Reagan-Thatcher relationship. Others weren't even born yet.
Those two individuals are now a part of history. We have to teach people about them. It's not part of our life. And a lot of people my age, middle-aged people, think, oh, Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, yes, we know who those people are. But younger audiences don't know them. And so this is a chance to start that discussion again.
Randy Swan is supervisory curator for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum. It's hosting the new exhibition called Reagan and Thatcher, The Friendship That Changed the World.
Every day, President Reagan's name is thrown around in England. Margaret Thatcher's name is every day in the news. And so consequently, these two people who had an impact on the planet 40 years ago, 35 to 45 years ago, are now still newsmakers.
The exhibition features everything from clothes to mementos connected to the leaders.
It's a combination of artifacts and gifts and objects, handwritten letters between Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, menu cards from their state dinners, but there's also a lot of items personally from Margaret Thatcher's, her estate. So we have on display about a dozen of her dresses that she wore to various events, and her shoes and her purses.
Melissa Giller is chief marketing officer for the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation. She says some of the items for the exhibition came from the Presidential Library's huge collection. Other pieces came from around the world.
The items on the president himself all came from our collections. But then we worked with the Margaret Thatcher Foundation out of England for a lot of the items that came from her personally. But then a lot of her items went up for estate sale and auction when she passed away. Sir Peter Wood actually purchased almost all of her clothing. So all the clothing that you see here, the shoes, the purses, the dresses that I talked about, actually came from what he purchased off of her estate.
Giller says Thatcher visited the Reagans multiple times after he left office, right up until his death in 2004. She died in 2013.
When we talk about Ronald Reagan and his true allies, we always talk about Margaret Thatcher, the Pope, and Mikhail Gorbachev. We have a whole exhibition in our Reagan Library that's permanent on Gorbachev, but we don't really talk that much about Margaret Thatcher, and that's a hole for us because they did so much together, they believed in each other so strongly, and we really wanted to share that relationship and talk about it.
The museum's Randy Swan.
Think of all the prime ministers you can name on one hand. And especially the contemporary ones. You know, we've had three or four since Margaret Thatcher left office, and I put it to practically anyone in the American audience to name all of them since then.
The Reagan and Thatcher exhibition only runs for 7 weeks. It's free with admission to the Presidential Library. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.